I'd like to call the Whitney Town Advisory Board for September 29th, 2022 to order. First, please everyone rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record reflect, all members are in attendance. And do we have any staff, county staff introductions? Okay. All right. Okay. You good? Right? Okay. No, I'm fine. All right. This is a period devoted to comments to the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion action or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the middle, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Okay, item number three, we have the approval of the minutes for July 28th, 2022.
My name is spelled wrong on the minutes.
Okay.
For the second, the one that I made the motion on.
Okay.
My last name is spelled wrong.
Okay. So we have a...
Got it?
Okay. So then we want to move to approve with the amendment?
So with that change, Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of July 28th, 2022.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the minutes with the changes. Please, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. All right, item number four, approval of the agenda for September 29th, 2022, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for September 29, 2022 as written.
All right, we have a motion to approve. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. All right. Informational items. Looks like we are looking to fill some spots, including the Whitney Town Advisory Board. So there's a bunch of other boards and council, citizens advisory council members needed throughout the valley and Clark County. So. Item number six, planning and zoning. We have no items. Moves on to item number seven, general business. Item number one is receive a presentation from Clark County Public Works on the Stephanie, Missouri intersection design. So does it? So grades are going to make all this fair, and then it's going to run into that little strip from Missouri to Boulder Highway, and everyone's going to cram to get in those two lanes, or is there going to be anything done there?
You're talking about the from Missouri to Boulder Highway?
Yes.
Studies have been done already there. This project will not be touching that, but that's something we're looking into.
So we said that the issue is that this is we have more expected to Boulder Highway, and the majority of the traffic is on Boulder Highway, so there's not enough time given to that movement. So yes, it does spill over. The word that you with the second lane that's added on Stephanie turning right.
So it'd be two right.
Right, so that will help with the queuing that allows the right turns to line up in the right lane on the outside of Stephanie, and then the inside, yeah, it queues, but it'll queue back into that other lane, so you can have the shared through left. It's a struggle when you have such a short storage from Boulder to Stephanie, and trying to get a major street to give up green time to get these cars going, it's always a challenge. So it's max timed out.
So the two lanes on Stephanie, coming north on Stephanie, there'll be two lanes. So
correct.
We'll have that one lane to make the right onto Missouri, and then another lane to go to the left on Missouri.
So I'll bring you closer.
Yes.
Missouri. So that's what you're looking at. I'm sorry. So you got a left turn here, and you got a right turn here, right?
So
this, yeah. So this queue can get in here, and this lane cannot get in here. Right now, it's almost like they cheat and create this little right turn here because the pavement's not there.
Mm-hmm.
So now you get all this distance to queue and get in here and here on the left and right turn. Well, this is the left through, and this is the right. So this alleviates these folks, which is not a heavy movement, but you get all this additional storage on Stephanie to queue back up.
And then what's happening here on Clark? Anything different going on there?
No, we're just adding some curb and gutter and sidewalk and widening it so we can straighten these folks out that's coming in as opposed to this 90. You know, we're trying to create this so you get better sight visibility. Right, so that's what we're doing there. Sorry, Martin.
No, you're good.
Well, where will the two lanes start? Because like right now, like when you come over Front Hall, then right lane becomes the only turn
right.
Of the dispensary, and then everybody goes, oh, why didn't you be in that lane?
So we plan to keep it that way just because there's on-street parking in front of the cannabis place. Right, if we took that right turn storage that we have, you would have cars parked in a through lane, which is hazardous. So we looked at the capacity. We'll have two lanes that trap into the right turn lane at Emerald, and you have parking in front of the cannabis place, and then we introduce the second lane back north of there again.
Before the wash?
Yeah.
Before the wash, right. The wash is right here. So just for the area between Emerald and, you know, Construction Avenue, we have frontage parking because if you've gone out there, you can see cars are parked out there on the road, and you can see it in the aerial as well. So just to alleviate any potential for the cars running into each other by putting the second lane. So yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've been through it. People drive here because there's not enough distance from Russell when they see that.
It didn't used to be an issue before the cannabis because you could just cheat it and get over, but now there's cars parked there, so you're going to rear-end them.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So that's our challenge there. So, yeah, I see them. So we would
put more signage or more bigger signage?
Yeah, we could do that.
Must merge.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Having a new driver in the house?
I can
attest to how scary that corner is
yes.
Right now.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
No.
I think that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
If you guys have any more questions, feel free to reach out to me. I also have a couple of copies of this that you guys can keep here.
And it doesn't affect, because I know that we keep having this proposal for that little strip. They got approval to build a 3-story condo or apartments there. Between the storage facility in Duck Creek, And this does...
So...
Does it straighten that right away out?
Yeah, we're going to widen it. It doesn't impact the improvements.
Right.
They're going to do their improvements. The width of the travelway will be within our right way. So we're good.
I just want to follow up on that because they on that project, they were talking about having on-street parking in front of that project on Stephanie. Have you allocated room for them to have on-street parking there?
No.
So with the two lanes, that would
go
away.
So we can look at that because I don't know what they would condition. I can tell you the way we had it today.
They have to come back before us anyway. Because the permit is expired. So they have to come back before the board anyway.
So,
they have to go, but another team, exactly.
Because that was part of their reason for not having as many parking spaces.
In,
like, oh, there'll
in
be street parking.
We can look at that.
That's okay.
That's fine.
So, like I said, from Emerald headed north, from construction headed north, we introduced a second lane. It's still a bike lane. So when you get to the property, there's no room for
parking.
Parking on street because then you're parking in the bike lane.
That one.
Yeah, it should be the same case for that.
So so these are the proposed drives. We don't show any on street parking because if they did park on street, they're illegally parking because they're parked in the bike
parking the bike lane.
Now, I can tell you, if there's no enforcement, that will potentially happen.
I know. I fight that all the time.
They're using that as a
in the school
thing.
Area.
Right. Well, they're going to have to come back now. And that's why it says, hey, things change. There's that statement in there that says things are constantly changing.
Like, just having cars parked in vicinity of these drives create a site visibility for people pulling out.
Yeah.
So that's not always desirable from an engineering standpoint.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Item number two, so we'll review previous fiscal year budget requests and take public input regarding suggestions for the next budget request. You ready?
Okay, are we talking about budget?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And we're looking at you. No. I thought she was going to have you discuss the budget with us. That's what I thought.
Okay. So, as for last fiscal year, the Whitney Town Board only had one item that you asked for. And you asked for this corner over here, the Missouri Stephanie Improvements.
Oh, yes.
Which, according to this, we got it.
Yes. So, not every town board gets everything they want. All right, so that was for last year. And then for this year, so this item has to be on the agenda for two cycles. So this one is just a, hey, let's start thinking about all of the items that you can ask for our budget. It's a wish list. Once you submit them and then we approve them, I send them to all the departments for them to consider. So last year, it just so happened to be Public Works that you can have any of their items. But I wanted to remind you, Finance had sent us a memo just to kind of remind all the town boards of the items, the stuff that you can request.
Okay.
So budget requests may be for goods, services, new programs, expansions of current programs, additional personnel, or capital construction related items. Those requests that are capital in nature may be delayed due to the timeline of the NRS 332 mandated procurement processes. Budget requests should be submitted to in priority order, so we just remember that. So if we end up having 3, 4, 5 items, let's just put them in priority order. And then budget requests should include a best estimate cost. That's something that you don't do, that's something that the departments do. But the request should consider ongoing costs too. So if you ask for, so say you ask for that aquatic center, when the department's considering it, they consider the total cost of it, but then they also consider all the staff and all the maintenance that goes along with it that's always included. So just something for you guys to think about. I'm going to ask Victoria to put this on the agenda for 2 weeks from now. So if we don't have a zoning item, we still have to come back and meet, because I got to get this over to our finance or our departments by mid-October.
So if we want like a podium and a easel, those are things?
Yes. Those are the kind of stuff that you guys can ask for. I thought I ordered an easel. Did I order an easel before?
Yes, you're supposed to.
I think
you did. Okay. We talked about it a while
ago. I thought I ordered two. I gave one to Paradise and one here. Like, yeah, I think we have an easel that's back there somewhere.
Well, we have one, but it's broken.
A janky one.
Okay.
It's kind of janky.
I didn't order a janky one.
No, I know. This one has been here for quite some time.
Okay. All right. I'll order a new one. That's cool.
What happened to our microphone?
Microphones just did not get set out today, so that's something that Whitney staff needed to, they do, and I'll check up with them and see why they submitted or they didn't set it up.
As long as they didn't disappear.
No.
They've
been taking them down because they've had a lot of activity and stuff going on here.
Yeah. And then we haven't been meeting, and so Chanel's thought process was, if we're here every 2 weeks, she'll just leave everything set up, but we haven't had a meeting since July 20th. So she wants to use the room for her stuff.
Right.
I get it, but she also has to reset up all the stuff. So I'll check in with Chanel on doing that.
I have one thing I just want to throw out to everybody. Just me, you know. And it might go into capital construction, I'm not sure. The county and the taxpayers have invested a lot of money in Whitney this last 2 years with all the construction and everything. And in discussion today at a meeting with Andrew, they have a big homeless problem.
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. They have a big homeless problem and it defacing the property and so on and so forth. And I asked him if there were cameras here. And he said no. He said originally somebody was talking about it, but nothing's been done with it. And I'm only looking forward, not only just now, what, you know, it's still new and everything, but now come summertime when this park is really in use. And I don't mean somebody has to monitor it, just that you have cameras that if there is an incident, somebody can go back and look and say, hey, it's the red Chevy that was in there and 14 kids came out, or whatever the story is, they have some kind of a, you know, somebody you can point a finger at. Because he's been quite upset because of the homeless. And the homeless is not going to go away.
Who is this?
Andrew. He was at our Boulder Highway meeting today.
Oh, Andrew.
So, and he brought it up.
So Commissioner Gibson's been asking for cameras. Commissioner Sederblum has been asking for cameras on all the community centers in District G and District E. So the last we've heard from the county manager's side is that there is a dialogue that's happening on how to put cameras at every park and community center. And that's a huge ticket item. So they're discussing it. They're trying to figure it out. If we add it to the Whitney budget item, that helps.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If we put it on.
It,
right, so. And I think they should, I agree that they probably should be in all the parks,
yeah.
But I think they need to start with the troublesome areas.
I agree.
You know,
Commissioner Gibson and Commissioner
so, I mean, if we put it on here, I don't know how you guys feel, but
yeah.
We have a lot of money invested in this park, and I think the center's looking great,
yeah.
The park is looking great, and I can just see 10 o'clock on a August morning, a lot of people bathing out there in that splash pad, you know. So,
yeah, that's gonna
I mean, I just have that vision.
And the splash pad it's got hours of operation.
I know, I'm joking. I'm just joking.
Touch it at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's not
going
to work.
No, I know that, but.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't know how you guys feel, but I think I'd like to.
No, we can add it. We can definitely add it to the list. I'll add it for today, but let's make sure it gets onto the final list that we approve 2 weeks from now.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Anybody have anything else to put on?
When you were saying programs, so it would be programs that would be ran out of
the community center.
The community.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So just something to think about.
What's on the east side, or what is that, the north side? Are there any parks? Oh, we're building all these new houses, but is there any park anywhere around on that side so people don't have to cross Boulder Highway to go to a park? Nothing. Are there any discussions?
On that side of the Boulder Highway?
Yeah.
So, you know, Wetlands is just on that side of the Boulder Highway, and so we just put a new neighborhood park in there. We opened a grand opening, 5 months ago? 4 or 5 months ago?
Yeah.
So it's got, and it's got not a tot lot, but it's got different kinds of things that kids can climb all over. Yep. So it's considered to be a neighborhood park. And then it's got an existing neighborhood park right next to it. So that's something that's on
actually,
the
actually, I believe it's called right. The Neighborhood Park.
The Neighborhood Park, yeah. So we are. We absolutely
very clear.
Are thinking about all of that kind of space and what we can do. And we've all that in wetlands. I mean, I don't know how many acres is a wetlands park. It's not, you know, it's a lot of walking right. And that kind of recreation.
That's recreation.
It's not
that's good recreation.
Park, but yeah. It's definitely
that's
good
right.
Recreation.
Yeah.
But again, if you have like maybe an idea of where there could be a park, a new park, in that new area where all that development is going, it's added to the list.
Could it be the program out of the wetlands? Would that count?
Yeah, absolutely. It just couldn't be like a program at the city of Henderson. You know what I'm saying? It has to be included in Clark County.
Clark County.
And yeah, existing facilities, things like that.
The other issue I'm seeing as we build all this stuff is that so new developers have to pay for the sidewalk. So we have all these beautiful sidewalks and then a block of nothing. And then is there, can the county pay for, and then like a bond, or do some, put those in and then charge whoever develops after that for it, or? No. So how do you, I mean, you can't have 80, so people, someone in a wheelchair, they can go for half a block and then not.
How
and then another three blocks
like
and then
you,
not.
How do you choose which blocks you're doing? I mean, it's our development pays for development. That's what I'm saying. So I've rarely seen where we come in and we do the sidewalks when there's just nothing there. It can happen if you have an area that you want the county to consider to do a sidewalk where it's just a vacant lot for now. We can ask. We can always ask.
Like,
it's our wish list.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, I think at this point, I think between Russell and Tropicana, there's one strip now that doesn't. It's a bit, like one or two small.
Between
strips.
Russell and Tropicana on
On what street?
Boulder.
On Boulder?
So Boulder's going to be all NDOT.
That's NDOT. Yeah. We can't do that.
So that's again, a different agency
right.
We're not looking at.
Yeah.
At that. But county right-of-ways, we can, there's a street, like, right over there off of Cherry and all those, like, there's it's hodgepodge, right?
Right.
So development eventually is going to come in, but until then it's just, it's sawtooth is what we call it.
Right.
And I don't want to throw Andrew under the bus for this, what I'm asking for.
I'm going to talk to him right now.
No, he brought it up. He brought it up today at the meeting because everybody was talking about the problems with the businesses and the people, the theft and stuff like that, and about the homeless and about the area. And he happened to bring up about the park now. And now that the fencing is all coming down, you know, they're seeing more and more people living in the park. And that's when I asked him, I said, well, do you have cameras? And he said, no. He says they were talking about it in the very beginning, and then he said he never heard anything more, and that was a long time ago.
It's,
so.
It's also a matter of you picking up the phone and calling the police and having it removed.
Oh, no, of course.
That's happening too.
Of course, of course. But then you get the police department. Well, we have no park enforcement officers either.
We have park police. You can pick up the phone and call
the park
police.
Absolutely.
There's been a cat back here for a while.
I know, that's what
and
he was telling me.
We just had a conversation of whether or not they'd called police yet, and the answer was no.
Oh.
There are things that we can do today
to resolve some of it.
Yes.
Oh, no, that's the first thing they should be doing, especially for the safety of the staff and the people here,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. So we can, there was a tent back here for a couple of weeks. We just talked to Chanel about it. She wasn't sure where it was at. It was on. Was on the contractor side of the park, or if it was on the free side of the park, it doesn't matter, it's on the park.
It's on the park grounds.
So I don't see the fence there today, so I'm assuming she probably called Tuesday, Wednesday after our meeting, and now it's gone.
And
but there is another homeless person who's sitting right here in the park,
in the basketball. I told her about it when I came
in. Yes, they have to call. They have to call. They have to pick up the phone and call.
Now, is somebody responding, like say after hours, like at 6 o'clock tonight, does park police come out and I don't know what their process is. They used to patrol the parks.
They can call regular police, too.
Yeah, okay. Good. And is that fence still open back there? Remember that gateway in the far corner of the park? I forget what street it goes out to. But that's another problem back here. I'm sure that allows people. But people need to come from those streets, though, to come into the park. So you really can't close that off.
I'm trying to remember what the plan said, if we close that off or not. It is access.
That's what I'm saying.
Intended
It was always there, right.
So, I mean, everyone's allowed to access the park. It's just...
You can't block it off because...
You can't block it off.
No, I don't think so.
It hugs the fire department.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Cool. Anyone else? Anyone? Good. All right.
Well, everybody was next one.
Okay. So, item number three. Nominate and appoint a representative and alternate to the Community Development Advisory Committee for the 2022-2023 session.
Well, can I nominate Karen Miller for our representative for the CDAC committee? And I'll take alternate.
Okay.
Do we need an alternate?
Yes, so we're going to.
Jerry, I would like to nominate you to be our alternate.
I would be honored.
Item number eight, comments by the general public. Period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote will be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Anyone here? Any community? All right. Seeing none. Next meeting is October 13th, 2022. And with that, we are adjourned.
All right.